praise God, there may be another possible Eucharistic miracle at a church in Indiana. We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, God in his mercy allows Eucharistic miracles to strengthen the faith of the local people. So listen to this.
About this, a miracle right here in the greater Cincinnati area. Church leaders confirming an investigation is now underway in southeastern Indiana.
All right, so all of this happened at St. Anthony's Church in Morris, Indiana. And WLWT News 5's Rachel Whalen just talked with a pastor who specializes in miracle studies. She's live in Newport tonight. And what did he have to say, Rachel?
Yeah, the pastor here in Newport, not affiliated with that church, St. Anthony's, told me, if true, this is incredibly rare and special. Right now, the Archdiocese of Indianapolis is withholding any judgment, only saying that an investigation is underway.
Miracles, what are they? You may think it's a Bengals win or a 60-degree day in February. But to the Catholic Church, it's a sign given by God to strengthen people's faith.
The key part of a miracle is it introduces some kind of discontinuity between what we would call normal events.
Right now, the Archdiocese of Indianapolis says it's investigating a Eucharistic miracle inside this little church in southeast Indiana. The occurrence happened at St. Anthony's in Morris. The diocese would not answer a lot of our questions, but told us they're getting assistance from a professional laboratory.
Anytime.
Pastor William Cleaves from the Holy Spirit Church in Newport says a Eucharistic miracle usually refers to blood appearing on a communion host, which to Catholics represents the true body and blood of Christ.
We talk about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. So that would be a confirmation of faith.
Of course, this is not confirmed yet. The church has to go through a thorough investigation, and for good reason.
Well, because anybody could claim a miracle any time and use it to make money. And that's not real faith. That's just tomfoolery.
I did reach out to St. Anthony's Church in Morris, as well as the person who says they found the host. Right now, they're withholding any comments until an investigation is complete. I'm reporting in Newport, Rachel Whalen, WLWT News 5.
We should pray for this church in Indiana, because whenever God allows us, it not only strengthens the faith of the people there at that time, but for many, many years afterwards, we look at different Eucharistic miracles, for instance, in Italy, that hundreds of years afterwards still witness to this reality. Praise God for whatever is being done. And if it turns out that it's not a Eucharistic miracle, at least it draws attention to Jesus in the Eucharist. So either way, much good is going to come from this. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.